This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back when the French newspaper was getting firebombed, The Onion didn't really come out in defense of it. They came out with an image saying no one murdered because of this image. And it's Moses, Jesus, Vishnu, and Buddha, I can't show it, all having sex together. And see, that's what irritates me. The globalists are going to pick something that has some real issues, some real weight, and then exacerbate it, fan the flames, put salt in the wound. And Wayne's been all over the Middle East. He's dealt with it. He's seen it firsthand. He understands it. But clearly, the West is funding and trying to stir this up. Wayne, I just can't believe that they're getting away with it. Where do you see all this going? How do you think the war against Russia and the war against U.S. Wildcat or oil producers is going? A few minutes on the big picture, Wayne, and other points.
Well, I noticed that this new Republican class in the Senate wasted no time in calling for increased Homeland Security powers in our country as a result of this attack in Paris. Insane McCain and his boyfriend Lindsey Graham were right out of the gate on this one.
Meanwhile, he's been meeting with the very groups, getting them funds and millions of dollars. That's too rich.
Yeah. I mean, McCain wants to try to convince everybody that it must have been a doppelganger that was in Syria meeting with ISIL. And I just think that the recruiting effort and many of these people that join ISIL don't even have any Muslim lineage. They have Irish names. They're from Catholic families. They're from Jewish families. In some cases, they're from Buddhist families in Asia and Hindu families in India. And I couldn't think of the name of the character, but Slender Man. I think of it as some sort of mind control operation, like this Slender Man comic that convinces some young people to go and kill their parents.
Well, sure. I mean, it's a way, it's like joining the French Foreign Legion in Bizarro World. You get to go kill, steal, and destroy. You get to go fight in a renegade criminal army. And I look at the eyes and the faces of these jihadis. They're like cartoon crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all central casting.
Absolutely. And now the people that carried out the attack against Charlie Hebdo, I think are not these types of individuals as we were talking about.
Oh, they're obviously the opposite. They're totally cold-blooded, totally calm.
Right. And where do I see this going now? Well, obviously we're seeing, calls for increased security here, the McCains, and there's some new senator from Oklahoma named Lankford who's already on the Homeland Security Committee yakking us up. And they're going to, this is going to be used by some of these new freshman senators as a chance to introduce themselves to the American public as we're tough on terrorism. Yeah, the timing of this is very, very suspicious. Coming as the new Congress has convened, and also so soon after the problems in Germany with the anti-Muslim and pro-Muslim right demonstrations, and the French vote in the UN Security Council in favor of recognizing Palestine and making them a full member of the UN. So I think there's a lot at play here, but there are certainly people that are now going to use the current situation to try to further exacerbate tensions And with the plunge in oil prices, of course, look at where the exacerbation of these tensions are taking place in some of the oil-producing nations, not only Russia, but also in the Middle East and Venezuela, among others.
Sure, it's a global energy war. It's all starting to come to a head. WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne, thank you so much for coming on quickly.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Always great to have Wayne on. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nation Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's too. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up today as we enter the second hour, the latest on the Paris shooting that took the lives of 12 people, including two police officers, of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. We have the unedited videos of them executing the police officer and running around screaming Allah Akbar on InfoWars.com. You're going to watch violent video games of simulated murder all day on television. You might as well see the real thing. This politically correct world, in the old days on the news, they'd show real violence, but then they wouldn't show simulated violence because simulated violence made real violence a joke. Now they show simulated violence, conditioning you to accept it, but then won't show you real violence. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. Coming up, I want to read some of what the editor had to say before he was killed in an article about extremists who don't need any excuses, he told Der Spiegel. We are only criticizing one particular form of extremist Islam, albeit in a peculiar and satirical, exaggerated form. We are not responsible for the excesses that happen elsewhere. Just because we practice our right to freedom of expression within the legal limits. The White House has come out and said that they're not sure this is terrorism. Isn't that interesting? So it's okay to make fun of Merkel of Germany or Cameron of the UK or Obama of the US. Actually, it isn't okay. They call it racist when you criticize him. But don't you make fun of anything Islamic. And again, I'm not getting sucked into hating Muslims. That's not what we're about. It's not what we do. But Muslims coming to the West, and a lot of them are fleeing here to get away from oppression, need to know we have freedom of speech. We're laissez-faire. That's the way it is, and that's how we're going to stay. Just like feminists came out and said, you know, fire the guy of the space mission because he was wearing a shirt with girls in bikinis on it. Well, his girlfriend made it for him. So what? Shut up. It's free speech. You're a tyrant. You make me sick. Dianne Feinstein wanted to censor the internet. You're a witch. But let me tell you, a bunch of jihadis want to shut my free speech up. And then a lot of these mainline Islamic groups want to shut down free speech in America. I don't care if it's the FCC, Obama, Al Gore's wife. I don't care who it is. No! Do you got it? I may totally disagree with something the new Black Panther Party says, a bunch of racist Black Klan members. I'll die for them to have the right to say it. I disagree with what the Klan says, but I'll die for their right to say it. As long as you don't call for violence against somebody, specifically saying, go kill such and such, it's free speech. They were trying to ban people protesting open borders and the Islamification of Germany yesterday in big nationwide protest. I mean, Europe is turning into a tyranny and a fake clash of civilizations. Now, I wanted to get Pastor Manning on for 30 minutes today to get an update on his bold move to call for Al Sharpton to be basically boycotted and fired. Now, again, people could say, well, that's calling for censorship. No, it's not. Saying he shouldn't be able to have a publication anywhere is censorship. If you go after somebody's sponsors, that's called a boycott. And Al Sharpton's an FBI rat. He's been caught dealing drugs. He's been linked to people dying. Everybody knows about the stuff he's done. And now he's linked to hyping up this race war garbage. He has no viewers. He's already basically fired. The point is to be in Harlem, where he's the king rat, is a bold move by Pastor Manning. We'll talk to him. Then coming up, a special report. Flu claims the life of a whole bunch of little girls in one town alone after getting the flu shot. Also, Hawaii is having record-breaking cold, but California has started a global warming tax at the gas pumps. We're going to tie that into all this other tyranny, a bunch of drone news. It's all coming up today. But we are joined by the head of a very successful large church there for 30 years, otlet.org. Pastor Manning joins us today, Pastor James David Manning. But since we already have this Islamification, radical Islamification happening, I want to get his take on that because he's spoken out against it. We're actually going to pull up the video. I forgot to tell you guys to find it. It's in a speech. I have the quote where Obama basically cursed those that make fun of the Prophet Muhammad. We don't need a president attacking people who engage in their free speech. He could say, I disagree with them, but to have the president saying basically bad things will happen to people is an encouragement. While they fund radical Islam to go into Syria and Iraq and kill every Christian and Jew and non-radical Muslim, Alawite or Shiite they can find, it's pretty disgusting. Pastor Manning, what's your take on the tragic shootings in Paris? And overall, where do you see all this going in the master plan? What's your discernment, your gut tell you, is behind it?
I have two things, Alex. First of all, it's good to be on your broadcast again. Thank you so very much for the second invite. There are two things about what happened in Paris over the last 18 hours or so. Number one is that France itself has become a very radical, if you will, atheistic, if you must, non-believing, politically correct nation. And they have welcomed and embraced Muslims into their nation for various reasons and allowed them to build a large population. They have the second largest religion in France.
Well, Pastor Manning, we're having an audio problem again with you. Let's go to phone. I'm going to put you on hold while we go to phone. And then we're going to come right back to you to get your take on that. Thank you, Pastor Manning of otla.org. is our guest, and I want to give him the floor to break all of this down. I have it here in my stack. In fact, I'm going to dig it out. But where are all these journalists that are racing to show solidarity with the newspaper in France after the terror attack? Free speech must not be silenced in the wake of the Charlie Hebdo attack. Where was everybody, and some of them were there, when there have been calls to silence people criticizing big government or people criticizing Obamacare being called racist? That's quite a demonization label on someone that exposes Obamacare for what it is, a giant stinking fraud. And where is the press coming out when Obama has been critical of those that criticize, quote, Muhammad? Remember when he did that after Benghazi? He was blaming a film for the riots all over, not blaming riots taking over the Middle East funded by the West on the people rioting and killing. No, blaming it on America's free speech. In fact, guys, I had that in my stack. I know you gave it to me. Just reprint me the quote where Obama attacks those critical of the Prophet Muhammad. I want to read his actual quote on air because it's just stunning to see where all of this is going. Because I don't care who was behind it in the final equation, you're not taking my free speech. Do you understand? And that
future must not belong to those who slander the Prophet of Islam. But to be credible, those who condemn that slander must also condemn the hate we see in the images of Jesus Christ that are desecrated, or churches that are destroyed, or the Holocaust that is denied.
Okay. Sounds reasonable, except Obama is part of the Western power structure arming the radical jihadis, and that's on record that we're Al-Qaeda's air force in Syria. Remember Ted Cruz? We have Pastor Manning now. We didn't have audio problems when we went live. We're going to diagnose this problem again later and have you back on, sir. But I'm sorry, you've got the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, there are a couple of things, Alex. One is that I'm concerned that France, being a very liberal, if you will, politically correct, atheistic nation that has embraced a large amount of Muslims into the fabric of their society, that they should expect these kinds of things to happen, embracing a very radical, if you will, group of people. But France has become a very radical nation itself, is what I want to point out. But my other point is this, is that why did this happen in Paris and not in New York City? Why did it happen in Paris and not in Washington, D.C.? And my question is, why is it that we haven't seen something like this in America? Not that I'm advocating that it should, mind you. God forbid. That's not what I'm advocating. What I'm stating is there a reason why, since the fraud of 9/11, that Muslims have been coddled and embraced and thought of as a people that are not people to be feared, and we've had no major event here in America? Is it because somehow or another Barack Hussein Obama, having a Muslim name and Muslim ties and praising Islam, that it has not taken place in here in New York, and that we're looking to see this happen at some point later on in a very violent way? Those are my two concerns.
Something is suspicious here. I mean, when the West funds al-Qaeda to take over Syria and then renames them ISIS, then they double back and go into Iraq, there's a very complex global destabilization going on here. Again, in your gut, in your discernment, but also studying the news every day, where do you see all this going?
Well, as you said, something suspicious is happening here. I mean, we have joined forces with al-Qaeda in Syria, as you have stated, and been supportive of a large number of other Islamic acts around the globe. So are we being protected because we are supportive of Islamic activity, jihadist activity, al-Qaeda, Taliban, ISIS? I'm just suspicious that we haven't had any attack here in Paris, or France has had, and others have had as well, that somehow or another that we're being protected. Now, listen, I'm not encouraging that we should have an attack.
No, I totally get it. You're asking, why is everybody else getting attacked and we're not?
Absolutely. Well, aren't we the big dog? Aren't we the biggest world power? Why shouldn't we be the target of these kinds of attacks? Unless there's some sort of deal that's being cut that we don't know about.
Well, I think at a certain level that's definitely going on. And then the army has to go over whenever Al-Qaeda or ISIS gets outside the coloring and the numbers, when they get off the reservation, you know, like a flock of locusts, a horde of locusts, then our own military has to go in and actually fight the very group. Our own military has said they're fighting our own weapons.
Listen, Alex, you know, ISIS has taken over Syria and part of the northern part of Syria and the western part of Iraq. Who is to say that ISIS did not do this event under the guise of protecting the legacy or the reputation of the Prophet Muhammad? But really what they want to do is to try to set up an Islamic state in France, a nation that is very weak politically, very weak militarily. I don't have a lot of respect for the military.
The French have totally given up their culture, and even demographers say that it's been colonized by Islam, and with another generation will be Islamic. So
right.
Will Germany.
Absolutely. So why would not this be a shot across the bow that ISIS would like to be able to take over France as well? And this would be the way in demonstrating the striking fear in the hearts of most French people and Parisians in particular. That's my concern. Those are some of my concerns about this event. I think it's a horrible event. You know, I mourn with the people who are directly affected by this, but I see a political motive behind all of this, if you ask me.
All right, shifting gears into other issues, and then you're going to leave us in 10 minutes, and I appreciate your time. I'll get back into this with the latest news and a host of other issues, including 10 earthquakes rocking North Texas, centering around the Cowboys Stadium. What a bizarre headline from CBS News. But going back to Pastor Manning, you are standing up for free speech, going up against the kingpin there, Al Sharpton. Recap what you announced last week, how that's going, and if you've had any repercussions going after the king of scum, as you called him up there in Harlem.
Al Sharpton, in addition to being the king of scum, is a liar. He's a race baiter. He is a pimp. He's a snitch. He's a rat. He's a drug dealer. And what we're proposing, that MSNBC fires Al Sharpton, has nothing to do with free speech, but everything with the inciting of riotous behavior that has led to many deaths. And we believe, in fact, the drums are stating that we're having a great inroad into the psyche of MSNBC. First of all, they don't have anybody listening to them or watching them at all at present. But the other thing is that he is a liability to them. I am mounting a campaign, Alex, calling it 70 million Americans strong. And I'm looking at the number of Americans who have the right constitutional American beliefs, Christian beliefs that we should all employ, that to unite, to boycott against every advertiser of MSNBC. And to pull these 70 million strong together, we are running a campaign by placing an ad in the Wall Street Journal, as I made mention of last week, but also by having this kind of a boycott to take down Al Sharpton. We can begin to see civility return to America again. Right now, there's a war, there's a race war going on between young black men, or black men in particular, unknowingly, and police officers. I mean, either one of the two groups don't know when there's going to be a confrontation that has been spawned by people like Obama, Al Sharpton in particular, and these recent, if you will, marches and protests that have been led by Al Sharpton. Most black men right now who are the reputable, who don't have any beef with the police officers, the law officers, are now concerned that they may become targets because police are very jumpy, black people are jumpy, and all of this because of Al Sharpton. There is no reason why this man should continue to be on a venue like MSNBC. We're going to take him down. That much I can promise America. Al Sharpton will not be on MSNBC very much longer. 70 million Americans are uniting to bring him down.
Elaborate on why the power structure supports him so much.
Well, it's a very simple reason, quite frankly. Racism sells. Racism drives black people to the polls. It also drives white people to the polls as well. Racism is a great vote getter. It raises funds. It gets money. And when you got someone who's, you can call, and I probably shouldn't use this, but it makes the point. You can call Al Sharpton the Michael Jordan of racism. I mean, he is a superstar, and everybody knows it. The Democrats love it. The left, the Leninists, they love it. So that's why he is so popular, because he drives political votes. He gets people out to the polls to get people elected, simply on the basis of race itself. But this has to stop. America, it cannot continue to function like this with such a small segment of its society, 11 to 12% black people, who are now wagging the dog through this racism business. I'm calling for white America to step out of the shadows and stop being afraid of being called a racist. I think that's one of the ways in which we've seen our nation go down the tubes, and we have this race war going on now. But that's the reason why he's so important and critical to the left.
Well, looking at 2015 now, is it safe to say that 2014 is the year that the race card was no longer king? Because it's still somewhat effective, but more and more, it's been so overused that if you don't support any part of the globalist agenda, you're called a racist. Well, people used to be afraid of being called racist, but they're so sick of being called it when they're not that it just doesn't have the same effect anymore. And it kind of worries me, because then when you've got real racism going on and really unsavory stuff happening by either group, it isn't even listened to anymore because people are getting sick of it. I'm concerned that it's going to cause a revival of some white racism, because people are going to be recruited by racists because they're sick of being called racist. They're going to then buy into even more radical ideologies.
You know, I would agree with you on the revival. I don't know whether I would continue the thought that it will be a revival of white racism. I think I might want to say that it would be a revival of patriots, Christians, who can be labeled nefarious in some degree, but people who would say that we've just had enough of this.
Obviously that's going on. I'm just talking about a minority, a very small minority of whites that will then go to the other extreme because of the extreme black racism we see getting pushed towards whites. I'm saying I think that's the attempt, is the balkanization.
Well, then if you're talking about a very small group of people, yeah, you're going to have that. I think that, in fact, I'm sure that those groups are already strategizing on how they're going to deal with this. But I think the larger issue here is, how are we going to resolve it? I mean, I believe that by cutting off the head of the snake, Al Sharpton, that we can begin to bring civility back to America, and we can begin to bring back harmony between the races. I recognize as well that I'm going to take a lot of heat, and already catching it as a result of having publicly stated that we are calling for MSNBC to fire Al Sharpton. I realize that. I understand that. But I think ultimately, in the end, we're going to discover that even people who in some way may tacitly support Al Sharpton will recognize that he's done more damage to America as a nation, and to black people in particular, than you could ever begin to think about what any strong racist white group have ever thought about doing to black people in terms of destruction of the families, destruction of the morale, probably the loss of employment capabilities and possibilities.
Doubling in black unemployment, 52% of abortions being black. I mean, the Democratic Party is a black killing machine.
Right. Absolutely right. So anything that any group that would rise up to consider doing would be minor, if not minuscule, compared to what Al Sharpton has already done.
No, I totally agree. I'm saying people like Al Sharpton are there to make it a mindless racist debate instead of one about economics and real equality and the content of people's deeds and their hearts, not what color they are.
Yeah, and so, you know, the question you raise, I think, is a very poignant question. How did he get to this position of being coddled? You know, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, calls him and stated early on before the killing of the two police officers and the Eric Garner the jury verdict that he calls Al Sharpton constantly for advice on the affairs of the city of New York. He's a deputy mayor or the assistant mayor. You know, there's something dreadfully wrong with the psyche of the American people that this is going on and on.
It's a sick joke. It's a totally sick joke. He's a clown. He's a crook, in my view. Doesn't even pay his taxes, but wants to raise ours. Pastor Manning, great job. We'll get another update from you in a few weeks. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you very much, Alex, for having me.
Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasure hands to take you in this time to promise.
All right, we're going to look at something we can do something about here, and that's the flu shots and other vaccines that we know are making people sick and in almost every case not even giving you acquired immunity. I don't care if it's Gardasil for HPV. I don't care if it's the flu shot. This is a known medical fact. And now people, not just the media, but adherents to this are getting in people's face saying, you better take the flu shot. I don't want you to give it to me. Hey, bozo, if the flu shot protects you from the flu, why do I need to get it so I don't give it to you? Do you need me to slap you upside the head so you understand that, dummy? You don't know how to search engine and read hundreds and hundreds of medical and governmental reports admitting they've never produced a flu shot that was the right mutation for the next year and that it lowers your immunity. Shut up, ignorant idiots! Get out of my face! See, I'm already ranting. I'm gonna get back to that in just a moment. Excuse me. We're going to play the special report from the Nightly News last night. Robbie was bringing me a bunch of articles about it on the latest deaths of little girls in one town after they take the flu shot. It makes me so angry. But before I go any further, we have not plugged anything yet today, and we've got a bunch of specials running in the month of January that are some of the biggest specials we've ever offered. You can get roughly half off a Prison Planet, Nightly News, all my films, ebooks, 20 years of material. The site's been around 15 years at prisonplanet.tv or infowarsnews.com. 20 people can use each membership simultaneously, so it's more like 50. If you ever log in and your doesn't work because folks are logged in using it, you ought to jump up and down that you got 20 people to watch the Nightly News. So if you got a membership, share your username and passcode so friends and family can use it. Create a new username and passcode that isn't on your other stuff. That's the only issue. So friends and family can use it. And it's $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get basically half off. Right now, in the month of January, prisonplanet.tv, and you're funding the tip of the spear of hardcore truth journalism. We're not left or right. We're right and wrong. Our bias is open. We tell the truth even when it hurts us. I've proven I do that. It was very unpopular to come out and say there's a cover-up of what really happened on 9/11 the day it happened. But I had to. I lost 70% of my affiliates. Went from over 100 down to about 30. And I'm still on this network because Ted Anderson backed me. He said, yeah, you're losing almost all your affiliates and your sponsors, but I'll keep you on even if you go down to nothing. Well, here we are at about 180 affiliates today telling the same old hardcore truth, but people now know not to trust the system. Are we endorsing radical Islam? Are we saying it doesn't exist and happen? No. Are we saying there was a stand down on 9/11 and it's been used to take our liberties and they now say Homeland Security for veterans and gun owners? Yes. Get a prisonplanet.tv membership and we can go to the next level. If you already got one, create another and create 20 e-cards and give them to friends and family. Username, passcode, boom, they're on. Prisonplanet.tv, want to thank all of you that are members. Separately, we've got the biggest special going ever on ProPure family of gravity-fed filters, 10% off promo code WATER, takes the lowest price out there and brings it down 10%. It's one of the biggest distributor in the world now of these. Super high quality, up against all the competition, the best. It's got the competition hopping mad putting out this info. ProPure, the G2 filters, also clearly filtered. It's almost as good, but a lot less expensive. InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off promo code WATER. We always have that special. You add free shipping to it. Shipping's a lot on a big water filter like this on these different units. So that's free shipping. That's running in the month of January. And then we have the best deal ever on Oxy powder that flushes out. People keep saying OxyContin. No, folks. It's time-released, higher-level oxygen, where it time-releases basically ozone in the upper and lower intestine. You know, the average person's got between 10 to 20 pounds, they debated, of dead garbage in your intestines. This just flushes it out. Rob Dew's sitting right here, lost 12 pounds in 1 week following it, just 5-6 pills at night with lemon juice before he went to bed. You can get that discount at 48% off with the methylcobalamin, true, organic, pharmaceutical grade, vitamin B12, fused with another type of key vitamin B12 to supercharge it as an enzyme, as the way I've heard it described. Secret 12, we believe, is the best out there. Incredible energy effects with no hangover. The true energy, few drops, it's amazing. And then super male or super female vitality, your choice. The three things together, 48% off, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. Here's that number again, 888-253-3139. We have specials running on X2, Silver Bullet, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, all the products, InfoWarsLife.com, that are our proprietary, highest quality that we can bring you at InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force, original Survival Shield, the high-quality Arabica beans from the high mountains of southern Mexico, organically grown in the shade there with the volcanic soil. Best coffee, I think. Everybody agrees it's excellent, even if you don't think it's the best. And it's Wake Up America coffee. We also have something called Ancient Defense. It's on a new label we're putting out, but it's internally developed by us, one of the biggest manufacturers in the country, of well-known ancient herbs used by cultures across the world in a fusion to boost your immune system off the chart. This is a Rolls-Royce product at a pinto cost. This is really our big sleeper that I haven't even rolled out yet, but I'm doing it. Ancient Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, that's Midair Refueling. We also fund ourselves with these high-quality products, so it's a win-win-win. You get high-quality products, you support the broadcast, and you get a good price on it as well. I want to thank you all for your prayers and your financial support. Please support our local AM&FM affiliates. Become sponsors. Support their local sponsors. Or just give a donation to your local station, because we're getting a lot of new stations because you've been supporting them, and we're getting good ratings because the truth is popular. We're teleprompter-free radio. I'm just somebody upset about what's happening, taking action. Now, coming up, record cold weather all over the Northern Hemisphere, but they want carbon taxes, and they're started in California outside of law. They're just doing it. The latest on the attacks in France. We'll open the phones up in the next hour, get your take on that, especially for military folks. But before we go any further, look at these headlines. Wall Street Journal. Schools on guard as flu deaths rise. Officials concerned this year's vaccine may not fully protect against the virus. Oh, because they take it and then they die. Oh, so it wasn't protecting against the virus. It's like you shoot yourself in the head with a gun. You go, that wasn't protecting against gunshots. Stick your hand in the garbage disposal. That wasn't protecting my hand against garbage disposals. That's how they spin it. Healthy Iowa 3-year-old dies from flu after getting flu vaccine. No, it's died from flu vaccine. Flu victim fought hard, family says. 14 dead. Got a 6-year-old dead here. All in the same town where Rob has lived. And Rob Dew, news director of InfoWars Nightly News, is in here breaking this down. I drug him in here to talk about this. We're going to play his report here in a minute or two. But this is truly sickening that the Gardasil shot killed a bunch of people, banned in Japan, banned in India. The same thing. This is really sick. I was talking to a lady I've known for 6 years saying, they told you your due date was the 6th? They're going to induce you. Don't let them induce you. Wait a few weeks. There's a lot of complications, a lot of problems. I've been through it, 3 kids. She went in, the doctor said, we're going to go ahead and induce you, and is now having all these complications, but they get more money. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, but people do what the medical system tells them. Rob, do.
Well, here's another one. Flu claims life of feisty Des Moines 7-year-old. Now, this kid had a heart condition, and he was on a list for a heart transplant, but he was running around, normal kid. They get the flu shot. He had been vaccinated against the flu, but the family, you know, he was probably told by his doctors he had a heart problem, made him vulnerable, and then he dies. And these kids are dying very quickly. After they get the flu shot, they get the flu, and then next thing you know, 2-3 days later, they're in the hospital on death's
bed. Well, they tell pregnant women now take the shot. Until 6 years ago, it said on the insert, never do that.
Yeah, there are videos out the wazoo just doing this research, and these are doctors that are sitting up there. Yeah, even pregnant women should get it, and they're sitting there looking at the camera lying to people about it.
How long is this video?
It's about 5 minutes long, and it goes into a lot of different things. I show some clips from different newscasts, talks about what's in the flu.
I know it was on the Nightly News. I usually watch the Nightly News. I only caught part of it last night taking care of the kids, but this heard on the Nightly News last night. I mean, you've got 3 children. I've got 3 children. It makes me physically ill. I've done the research. I wish they had clean vaccines. I wish they were. They're not.
No.
They're not. I mean, they admit the flu shot has never helped anyone. Have you been confronted by people in stores or on the street saying you better get your flu shot?
Oh, yeah. And I tell them, have you read the insert? Have you seen what's in what they want to inject in your body? And I said, it doesn't even protect you from this year's flu strain. It never does.
They're always ignorant and huff and puff.
Well, yeah. And then they always have, well, the CDC said it mutated, so there's nothing we could do about it. It does that every year, though. And every year we do this. Every year we come back to the same thing. And we put out videos. We did the one with the Prozac, the clown.
It's just like they said until the 70s, cigarettes were good for your lungs.
Yeah.
And people in the 20s said they weren't. They were called conspiracy theorists.
Right.
Vaccines are killing you, folks. It's a globalist operation, just like the fluoride. Let's go to this
Now, the two kids in there, they said perfectly healthy before that. And they say that in that Wall Street Journal article. Most of the kids that die are no known health conditions except for getting the flu shot. But they don't put it in all the articles.
Well, then they spin it. They go, must mean the flu shot isn't defending them against the flu.
Right.
Exactly. It's the flu shot doing it. It's not that it lowers your immunity bare minimum. How many studies say that?
It attacks the brain. That's it.
It causes
autoimmune defense.
And then the cops come and say you shook the baby.
Yeah. It's sad. It's sad.
You're blessed when the child just dies there at the clinic.
Yeah.
But if they die in the car or at home or don't wake up, you're going to jail. See, it's not enough to kill your kid. They're going to take you to prison as well. So just go ahead, go get induced for labor. Don't listen. Eat your GMO. Drink your fluoride. Drink your aspirin. Just do it. Fine. Just believe the system. Let's go to Rob Dew's report. Infowars.com. We're going to post this video right now for radio listeners at Infowars.com and prison planet.
3-year-old Aisley McCarthy was buried today in Elkhorn. Her family tells me she died Monday morning at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines, not even 48 hours after she started showing flu-like symptoms.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here for Infowars.com and Infowars Nightly News. And here's a story that I wanted to share with you. And I want you to get this out to anybody you know, especially if someone you know out there is thinking about getting the flu shot. Family's devastation after their healthy 3-year-old daughter dies from flu less than 72 hours after she began feeling unwell. And this is the story of Azalee McCarthy, a beautiful little 3-year-old girl who started complaining of symptoms just after Christmas. And in 72 hours, her parents were holding her in a wrapped up cloth at the hospital as she died in their arms. Very heartbreaking story. And it really disturbed me as I read this article and then went to the source link, which is the Des Moines Register. But here's what they had to say at Daily Mail. She began complaining to her mother that her legs hurt so much she couldn't walk. And in less than 72 hours, she'd be dead at Children's Hospital in Des Moines, Iowa. And, of course, the family is shocked and confused. They don't know why she contacted this and was dead such a short while later. But here's where it gets really interesting. Here in the Des Moines Register, healthy Iowa 3-year-old dies from the flu. Third sentence down, she was healthy and she had her flu shot, said Amber McCarthy, Azalee's mother. The whole thing is unreal. And it is unreal. When you think about in this day and age and we have all this medical technology that a little girl could get a flu shot and then become sick with the flu and actually the same types of flu that are in the flu shot and then die in 72 hours. But what really angered me was a quote from the health department there in Polk County. And this is Nola Anger, who said, if people would get the flu shot, it can limit the severity of flu symptoms if they do get it. The shot offers protections for other strains. This is a serious illness and can affect healthy people. Apparently, it affected this little girl. So they say in the Des Moines article that she came down with influenza type A and B. Well, let's look at what's in the flu shot. Here it is on the CDC website. Traditional flu vaccines called trivalent vaccines are made to protect against three flu viruses, including influenza A, H1N1, influenza A, H3N2, and an influenza B virus. So if you go back to the Des Moines Register article, you'll see that she tested positive for influenza A and B at the time she was admitted into the hospital.
This year, my main tip is to not get the flu vaccine. It's amazing how many people are sick and even the deaths that have occurred because what they're doing now is they're using these trivalent vaccines that protect against three strains of the flu. And this year, the 2014-2015 vaccine contains influenza A H3N2 and it contains influenza A H1N1. That's right. They actually put the H1N1 in this year's flu vaccine and influenza B.
Now let's look at what else is in the flu shot. This is from DrTenpenny.com. The truth about the flu shot. It also contains egg proteins, including avian contaminant viruses, gelatin, which can cause allergies, polysorbate 80, which is known to cause severe allergic reactions and also is associated with infertility in mice, formaldehyde, Triton X100, a strong detergent, table sugar, resin, known to cause allergic reactions, an antibiotic, and thimerosal, mercury, which is still in the multi-dose viral flu shot.
vaccines.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
So these are also the things that you're injecting into your children and into your elderly parents and into yourself if you get the flu shot, in addition to three different types of flu viruses.
Doctors told the family the cause of death was a combination of influenza A, influenza B, and sepsis. The family says before Saturday, Aisley was perfectly healthy and had no pre-existing medical conditions.
And so the mother in this story, Amber, is left with no child and wondering why. She did everything right. She said she had her child vaccinated. She even got the flu shot. And this is what happened. It's still the same outcome. She succumbed to the virus that she was supposed to be protected against. That's because it really doesn't offer you protection. And you can read that on the insert. They just say that so they could get these people out there and get these flu vaccines into people. And it's a money-making scheme. And what does it do? For most people, it makes them sick, which will then make them go to the doctor, which then they'll be prescribed more drugs. And don't take my word for it. There's countless other people out there that have done studies on the flu vaccine and its ineffectiveness.
They've found that if someone, your neighbor or kids in school or anybody that you hang out with got the flu vaccine, that it can spread to other people for up to 17 to 25 days later.
So you need to look at this story. I'm providing the links below. You can read it for yourself. And you need to feel bad for this family. Because they were caught up in the ruse. They were caught up in the medical industrial complex ruse.
That's right.
Hey, if you get the flu shot, you'll be protected.
There's about a minute left of the report. It's very powerful. Audio is powerful. The video, we have all the documents and articles. We're going to repost it to InfoWars.com, tweet it at Real Alex Jones. Folks, it's like bees kill some people. Some people have bad reactions to vaccines. That's just one part of it.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Well, the media doesn't want you to see the gunman executing one of the police officers in Paris earlier today. We have the still shot, front page of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Allah Akbar, God is great, mass terrorist with Kalashnikovs and rocket launcher, said part of killing staff at French magazine. That's Infowars.com. Media censoring Muhammad cartoons amid Paris shooting. Even the London Independent now, in tweets and previous articles they did on it, is blurring out the magazine. So we're going to click on that article, Media Censoring Muhammad Cartoons, and we're going to, I guess, involve ourselves in the great mega thought crime of showing it. Look how they blurred it out right there. If you're a radio listener, go to the website, and you can see it. Truly disgusting. And then I was reading the magazine. If there's PDFs online, we should post some of those in our articles. Very mild stuff. But if it was extreme, that is their free speech. I mean, this is just crazy. Only in America do we say, come here and we'll give you free everything. Or come to France, we'll give you free welfare. And then all of this goes on. But separately on the issue of the flu vaccine, if something was like the Black Plague and was killing people en masse, and they had an inoculation against it that had danger, but they admitted the cost-benefit analysis, and in the greater sum, I thought I could get Black Plague or my kids could, I might decide to take a vaccine. But I've researched it. Most people got polio from the polio vaccine, including my grandmother, a month after she'd been vaccinated. Most people in Europe, in Eastern Europe, in Central Asia, get it after they've taken it. Look it up. They have flu shot trials all the time with, like, homeless people, and they'll vaccinate 40 and 25 of them die. Jim, just search that term. Homeless dying bird flu test. And it's like, oh, they're just dead. It's no big deal. I remember once one of Rick Perry's top people came to my showing of Endgame at the Alamo Draft House, and he called. I remember, says, I've seen you on television. Yeah, and he goes, yeah, I used to be in the Army, a medic, and yeah, you should take troops in and give them shots. They'd be dead 2 days later. We have to wear, like, you know, basically spacesuits in there cleaning it up. I don't know what they were giving them. There it is, London Telegraph again. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. And I said 25 died. I was just going from memory. How many did it say died? It was 20-something. The issue I'm getting at here is, this is not my opinion. So, do you know how they cook up? I mean, the anthrax shots were killing the troops en masse back in 2000, 2001, until the Army doctors refused to give the shots. They started court-martialing some, but then backed off and stopped it. A bunch of journalists died that went on with the military. Remember when they gave them smallpox in 2003? And it was killing them, causing heart attacks. It causes an immune response in the heart and the brain, folks. It'll kill you. Almost everyone I know has either almost died or has family that almost died or did die. In my family, my personal trainer knows people. You know people, Rob, that almost died. And I went on this brief jag. I want to get your brief take on this in the next segment. Then we've got calls coming up and the latest on what's happening with this whole shooting in France, the new distraction. But within it is a larger debate that's important. I had a different doctor, another doctor, the last two children. It's a catch-22. I don't want to have a kid at home in the bathtub. I admire people that do it, and statistically, I've seen the numbers. They're safer than a hospital. But I want to have a hospital. I want to have a doctor. The day my wife was due, they said, we're inducing you tomorrow. You're having a kid. Well, back in the old days, back when they knew what they were doing, because, by the way, infant mortality has gone back up now. Look it up. In the U.S., they would wait at least a week or two or three, depending on the position of the baby, before they would induce. Then the cervix doesn't dilate properly, but then they get to do cesareans, they get to do epidurals, spinal blocks, and they get five times more money. And I told this lady I know who's a friend of mine, I like her, I said, don't vaccinate, here's the statistics, and they're going to try to induce you. They even try to set the dates early now to always induce. They want to make childbirth totally unnatural. It'll soon be a conspiracy theory that women never had them vaginally. She still went in, let them do it, had the complications. I mean, it's just incredible. We'll be back.
Thank
stay
you
with
for
us.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.
Stay with us.
Today.
We'll be right back in 1 minute. Don't take the shots, folks, at your own peril.
aging start at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, G-patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.